I'm glad you're here because you must be the people that really need this. You ever been to church and you really needed this? This must be the day you really need this. How many would say, I need this? All right, well, good. You don't even know what I'm talking about. I told someone before the church service, I said, I'm going to do something. You're going to see something today in this service that I think I can confidently guarantee to you there will be not another church in this county, maybe even in the state, will see what you see today. And y'all are going, what is it? Oh, stay tuned right after these messages. We'll be right back. I want to talk to you about the subject of bounce back. Bounce back. Let's just practice saying that together. Let's try it. Bounce back. Have you ever noticed that life is full of things that just knock you down? Sometimes you kind of know when something's going to go not too good. And you can kind of get prepared. And there's other things that just happen. And you've got to decide after it happens what you're going to do. And that decision at that point changes the course of things that come after. We've all made stupid choices. We don't even need to have a confession time. We've all made stupid choices that have caused us to get knocked down some way. It could be a lot of different ways. It could be financially. It could be health-wise, relationally, spiritually. We just make stupid decisions and get knocked down. But what happens when you get knocked down is important. Sometimes you get knocked down, you don't want to know what to do. But what you decide to do when you get knocked down is critically important. Some people want to blame people. Some people want to be critical. Some people just want to stay down. Some people want to jump back up and lash out at everybody. And some people want to get up and say, let's fix the problem and move on. Now, in the Old Testament, there was a man by the name of Joseph. God had a plan for him, but his brothers had another plan for him. Sometimes we find out that there's a collision course from God's plan, which is always good, and other people's plan, the devil's plan, and your plan. Anybody ever found that out? But Jesus said in John 16:33, I've told you this, that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials. You will have many trials. I wish that wasn't in the Bible. And sorrows. But take heart, because I've overcome the world. So we're not immune to difficulty. But God is with us. And the Bible is full of examples all the way through of people who chose to, let's say together, bounce back. So Joseph, that's one of the ones in Genesis. Most of us know the story because his father showed him favoritism. His brothers hated him. They hated him. So the brothers sold him into slavery. But from slavery, Joseph chose to keep godly character, good work ethics, and a good attitude. And it got him promoted to a place of authority. He was a trusted assistant to Potiphar. Now, Potiphar didn't make pots. Potiphar was the captain of the royal guard. And because, even though he had come in through slavery, his godly character, his work ethics, his good attitude, he had so much favor, Pharaoh just kept putting more and more trust into him. And he was even hanging around the palace. And Potiphar's wife kind of liked him. And she makes a pass at him, and he says no. This is the short version of the story. And basically what we would call today, files an attempted rape charge on him. Back to prison we go. Now, if you're Joseph, your brothers have sold you into slavery, put you in the pit, left you to die. You've worked your way out. You start making a little success, and then all these false allegations, and right back to the prison. Now, if there's any reason to be on antidepressants, that would be a good one. Most of us would quit right there. But he kept his godly character. He kept using his gifts. He kept a good attitude. He kept a good work ethic. And he became the favorite of the prison warden. And little by little, he kept gaining ground and gaining ground. And they found out he could interpret dreams. And he interpreted dreams. He interpreted a dream for Pharaoh. And Pharaoh, which was Potiphar's boss, realized that Joseph was a man of God and had not compromised his values. Now, a little side note here. Notice, godly character, good attitude, and good work ethic will open a lot of doors for you. Amen. Genesis 41:40 says, Pharaoh says, "You will be in charge of my court, and all of my people will take, and all my people will take orders from you. Only I, sitting on my throne, will have a higher rank than you." Now he is above Potiphar. He bypassed Potiphar. Drought came long before global warming. Big drought came. Little food in Israel. They're in Egypt. Joseph's brothers had no idea what had happened to him. They told their dad that he had died. Dad's gone through the mourning process. Now Joseph is in charge of the very food that will save the families of those who rejected him. And in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, it says, "You intended to harm me, but God." And aren't you glad for but gods? In the middle of all the problems, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many. See, you don't learn a lot when you're successful. You'll learn a lot when you get knocked down. When you get knocked down physically, emotionally, and financially, you've got to make a choice. But Joseph chose to, let's say together, bounce back. So let's jump all the way to the New Testament. New Testament area, the church is expanding in the city of Corinth. And there's Paul, the greatly educated man that he was, dual citizenship of both Rome and of the Jews. He's had a Damascus Road experience. He's been through a tough time. He's stood there and issued the order for Christians to be killed. He's repented. He's trying to bounce back. And now they're questioning his character and questioning his authority. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, listen to what it says. "Therefore, since God, in his mercy, has given us this new way, we never give up." Now remember, Paul was not received by the disciples very well. There's altercations between him and Peter. They don't really want him in Jerusalem. You go do your missionary trip. He's had a problem with Mark. He sends him back. You know, Paul has a relationship issue. He seems to just tick people off. But yet he keeps bouncing back. Verse number 2. "We reject all shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We don't try to trick anyone or distort the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all who are honest know this." Now we're going to skip down to verse number 8. "We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We're hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed." Let's jump down to verse number 18. It's a great study through the whole chapter there. Don't have time to cover it all this morning, but verse 18, it says this. "So we don't look at the troubles we can now see. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever." So with all the things working against Paul and Paul getting knocked down, Paul chose to what? bounce back. So Joseph has troubles and conditions, but he chose to keep his faith in God. Hard work, good attitude, he bounced back. Paul has a lot of issues. Paul's, when you study Christian counseling, Paul is one of the characters you study a lot about because he just, he had some communication problems. I mean, he would say things and people just take it the wrong way. Maybe you know some people that way, or maybe you are that way. I don't know. And Paul could have said it this way, but Paul was how God made him, because otherwise he couldn't do what God wanted him to do, because nobody else was going to keep going to prison, get stoned and have all those shipwrecks and keep staying on assignment. But Paul did, because he kept bouncing back. And we could go through the Bible time after time after time. Think about Daniel in the lion's den. Oh, man. Think about the children of Israel in the fiery furnace. I mean, we could just go through. Then I think about that one that was crucified, got lied about, buried in a sealed tomb. And on Sunday morning, what did he choose to do? Bounce back. So Paul later writes to the church at Philippi 4:13. Most of you know this verse by heart. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So the question is, are you bouncing back? It doesn't matter what other people think or say. It matters what you think and say. It matters how you react. It does not matter the circumstances. What matters is your attitude. Now, I've brought an assistant here this morning. He's a little bit short. Some of you will recognize him. Some of you will not recognize him. And I'm going to try to uncover him carefully for his revealing. All right. Now, how many of you recognize this? Let me see your hand. Oh, y'all are a lot older than I thought you were. This is my friend Bozo. Mm-hmm. Bozo the Clown. Mm-hmm. Bozo was a popular toy for years. Many people said Bozo was bozoed. He was just time had come and gone. Matter of fact, the actual name of Bozo means a stupid, rude, or insignificant person, especially a man. So don't ever call someone a bozo, okay? It's not bad, but that was Bozo. And, Bozo was put on the shelves to be a relic and never be an influence. But in the last couple of years, Bozo has made a tremendous comeback. Matter of fact, sales on Amazon that I had ordered this from showed thousands of orders in the last year or so. Good guy. Little ugly, but a good guy. But there was one thing about Bozo. Bozo would always bounce back. He might not have been the brightest clown or the sharpest balloon, but Bozo always, don't you fall off, Bozo, bounced back. Now, I remember to have a Bozo. I don't remember much about Bozo, but I remember taking and bopping Bozo on the nose. By the way, Boone kept trying to go. He wanted his nose to go beep, 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 but it wouldn't do that. I think Christy Ray is now going to get Boone a Bozo for Christmas because Boone is enjoying it so much. And I left it in my office in my chair just to see what the people coming through my office when I wasn't here would say. Most of them didn't show up for church. It might have scared them. But the thing about Bozo was, whether he got hit from the front and pushed backwards, Bozo always... Something could happen to Bozo and he would always... It could be kind of sudden and Bozo would... The other thing about Bozo is he keeps smiling. I want to give a good camera shot for that, for those of you watching on TV. Some are trying to watch this on their phone. They're going, is he really doing that? Yes, I am. I started to ask you if you had anything you wanted to say, but I am concerned that you might answer back, then we would have a different issue. But there's something about Bozo that as I was making the notes and having a good laugh about Bozo, an illustration about no matter what happens, Bozo bounces back. And it came to me as I looked at Bozo, the bottom part of Bozo has got a little weight in it. I think it's sand. Not sure, but I think that's what it is. Now, the Bible tells us not to stand on sand. It tells us to stand on the rock. But for Bozo, where his feet stands and where his feet is glued to always allows him to do what? Bounce back. So my question to you is this. What are you standing on? Used to be a hymn. You'll hear Cindy singing around the house, standing on the rock, standing on the promises. Are you really standing on the promises? Are you really standing on the promises? Are you standing on circumstances? Okay, I'm waiting for that one last Sunday of August amen right there. You need to choose to stand on the promises, because if you stand on the promises, you can always... If you're worried about all the circumstances, somebody may pop your balloon and let all the air out. So it's important where we put our feet and where we stand, because that determines the direction that we're going to go. Because if I'm not rooted and grounded where my feet are planted, then I can't withstand the storm. The wind could blow and keep him down for a while. And even if he's all the way down, he will eventually bounce back. Actually, when I was playing with him in my office, I got him to stay down for a little bit, but it only took just a touch to bounce back. And I thought that was a great illustration, because sometimes we get down and we're having a little trouble getting up. But if we just have a little bit of encouragement from someone, we can bounce back. The other thing I noticed about Bozo, he has got some really big, ugly ears. I'm assuming that's ears. Hair? No, that's ear. Hair. Y'all are really, let's, that's his hair? Okay, in my sermon notes, I'm using it as ears. We're going to go with ears for this morning. Okay? See, I'm not as old as y'all are. See, I thought that's just some really ugly ears. And I thought if you've never seen it, you wouldn't say hair or ears. You would call it horns. Okay? But it's my sermon, my notes, and God's word. So we're going to go with ears, okay? We're going to pretend that what you said was Bozo's hair is covering rather large, ugly ears. And we're going to talk about the ears. Because when we get to the end of the Bible, in that book of Revelation, to all the churches, there was one common message. He that has an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit or God is saying. So with Bozo being weighted and standing on the promises and his ears covered by the red hair, man, I'll get myself out of this in a minute, won't I? And he hears or chooses to hear the Spirit of God, he can always what? Bounce back. So where's to turn a deaf ear to the things that are not of God? Because when the devil has you down and trying to hold you down, he is saying things that are not good. That's trying to smother you. You've messed up too much. You'll never be able to get back. The whole thing is gone. Remember the common thread: godly character, good attitude, good work ethic, You could be held down for the 10 count and still bounce back. Some of you this morning may not be totally down, but you feel kind of blown back by all the circumstances. Don't know if you'll come back. I've got good news for you. If you desire to come back and you want to come back, you can come back. Here's what happens. Problems come. We're beat down. We're going to put him nose down because that's where most of us feel. Something's happened to us. Problems. Jeremiah says, I know the plans I have for you. They're plans. They're good plans. Nothing to harm you. Nothing to hurt you. That's the plans. And one of these days, we're going to pass out of this earth suit and into eternity, which is also a good plan. But in the middle, between now and then, when you got to make decisions, you need to pull up your red hair off of your ears, since y'all said it was hair, and listen to the promises of God. And the promises of God are yes and amen. Declare those promises and let bounce back. Amen. Think about Jesus. Think about Jesus in the tomb. We all think how glorious and wonderful everything was, and the angels came down. Yes. Here's your theological point that I do not know the answer to, because we read in Ephesians where he goes and ascends into the deep parts and defeats the devil. I just wonder how loud those demons were talking to him in that tomb. Don't know the answer. They thought they'd won. Maybe they were rejoicing. I don't know. But whatever was happening there, somehow, not only did he come back to life, he unwrapped himself, took the wrapping, folded it up, and the angels moved the stone away, and he came right back out looking just all pretty. Amen. Yeah, he had scars in his hands and in his feet. Some of you got scars from what's happened to you too. But you can bounce back. Thank you, Bozo. You've done really, really good. And I'm sorry your name means such a bad thing. We will just call you Clown now, okay? What is it that's knocked you down? What's holding you back? I mean, we could go around this room and we would have a list of prayer requests that would cover this whole altar. And that's good. The question is, when we pray together and encourage one another, the question is, are you going to bounce back from it? Do you want to bounce back from it? Do you want to get over it? Do you want to get through it? That's a decision you've got to make. I want you to close your eyes just for a moment. Father, we come to you right now. You know everything we have need of, even before we ask. So, Father, in every situation, we know that there is nothing too difficult for you. So, Father, where people physically just do not feel like going on anymore. Father, where people emotionally just do not feel like going on anymore. They feel the financial pressures of things, Father. Relational issues, all types of situations. Father, you said that we could come to you in Jesus' name, the name that is above every other name, the name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, the name that carries all authority, the name of our Savior Jesus. So, Father, today we've laughed, we've giggled, we've smiled. But today, we mark down August 28, 2022, and say, today is bounce back day. Today, we start getting up. Today, we make a determination, regardless of what I see, regardless of what I feel, regardless of what I think, I'm going to make the decision to start getting back up. Lord, help us to have a good attitude. Help us to have a good attitude. Help us to have the strength to keep godly character and biblical principles. Help us to have good work ethic and not worry about other people. And let us have the favor that you showed Joseph, the favor that you showed Paul. And Father, I thank you, the favor that was given upon Jesus, that he had mighty favor, that he grew in stature and his favor continued to grow. Let the favor of the Lord be released in this house with the people, Father. As they bounce back stronger. They bounce back with a good attitude. They bounce back with a new strength and determination. Because we know that greater are you that's on the inside of us than anything in this world has. And Father, by faith, I say thank you long before I feel it, long before I see it. I say thank you in advance that we are bouncing back in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen. Amen.